Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Nunhei, Baba Metzia 55a, pagination is 109. We're starting from about midway on the page. Masnisin, the new Mishnah, starting on the second line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Chamesh Prutos Hein, there are five topics in which the amount of value called a pruta are extremely relevant. Hahoda'a shave pruta. The amount of an admission is the amount of a pruta. We're talking here regarding the concept of moda b'miktzas, a partial admission. That means that a person claims of another person a certain amount of money, and he admits to part of the claim. This is the case where we describe the Torah imposes an oath on the person from whom the money is claimed to deny the rest of the claim. As the Gemara explains, the assumption is that this entire amount is being claimed. People don't just make up claims. And this person, by admitting part of the claim, is entering into a situation that's probable that really the entire amount is owed, and he's just looking for a payment plan. So he admits to part of it, hoping that he'll pay up the rest when he has the money. The amount of the admission has to be the amount of a pruta, this minimal amount of money, so that it should be considered an admission. Likewise, a little bit more well known is v'ha'isha miskadeshes pishave pruta. A woman becomes married if she's given the amount of a pruta, obviously with her consent, she's agreeing to marriage. But the amount to facilitate has to be the amount of a pruta. If she's given less, then even if she agrees to the kiddushin, an act of kiddushin was not done. We discussed in kiddushin what happens if an item that appears not to be a shava pruta is given to her. A trinket, something that comes 144 in the package, for a quarter. These little toy magnifying glasses, perhaps, that don't work. What would be in such a case, because it's less than a shava pruta, but maybe it can be carried to a country where such a trinket would be worth more than a pruta. But let's keep it simple. She was given something that totally doesn't have a pruta worth of value. A shaving of a peeled apple. This boy and girl, above bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they were joking around. He says, Hareat mikudeshes li, with this piece of peel of an apple. And it's less than a pruta. It would not be a kiddushin. Obviously, it has to go. If they went ahead and said those words, they better go to a posik for a psak. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's less than a pruta. Vahanene b'shava pruta mina hektesh, and a person who benefits less than a shava pruta, this minimal value from hektesh, is mo'al, is considered stealing from hektesh with the ramifications. V'hamotzei shava pruta chayev lahachriz, and a person who finds something that's worth a pruta has the rule of hashava saveda apply, and he would have to announce it and return it to the person who claims it with simonim. V'hagozel es chavero shava pruta, and if a person steals from his friend a shava pruta, v'nishpalo, and he denied it by oath, and now he's admitting, Yolichenu acharav afilu lemadai, he's going to have to travel wherever it takes to return it once it's the value of a shava pruta. Now, these are all categories of halachas that we find throughout Shas. The most popular, certainly, is the case of Kiddushin, and after that, probably, would be the case of Hashavas Aveda. How much value does the found object have that I should be obligated in announcing it, even assuming that it has simonim? But how much value does it have to have? Now, how much is a pruta? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishkal Chatzi Seora of Kesef. In the laws of Kiddushin, it's the weight of half of a barley in silver. So, it is a given amount, and in every generation, you could go explore how much silver that is, and what is its value, and that would be the value regardless of what it is that you're doing. If you're giving the woman banana peels, it would take a whole lot of banana peels on the open market value to achieve Kiddushin, but if she's agreeable, because she just likes banana peels, at some point it's going to reach the value of a Shava Pruta, which again is extrapolated from that amount of the weight of silver. The Chazon Ish writes in Yoredeya Kuf Pei Beis Yutes that he asked somebody to check it, or he was informed by someone reliable. He says it's a 40th of a gram of silver. Is this amount called a pruta? Now, depending on the price of silver, that could amount to mere pennies. And it therefore prompts the intriguing question. Pennies nowadays really don't have purchasable value. How low could the pruta be simply linked to the silver standard and be definitive? So one approach certainly is that our numbers and our values don't change, and that's the real standard, that's the real amount, and if it reaches that amount called a pruta based on silver, it's considered value in halacha, and we could extrapolate all the valuations up to the shkalim that are used for pidyon haben, redemption of the firstborn. All of it is in increments based on this standard. There is, it should be noted, another consideration that's out there and that has to be taken into account, that when you do this valuation regarding, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects, you could end up with the pruta being such a low value that it doesn't really make sense that the person would not be meyayish and would be hoping to get it back, etc. Likewise, regarding a ksuba, if you do these valuations and you come up with the amount of the ksuba, and it's a very small sum that the husband would be paying the wife, so we have to wonder if that's really an expression of what Chazal wanted when they said that a ksuba has to be paid, it's going to be some sort of substantial value. And therefore, there is at least one author who wrote up the concept of Hashavas Aveda as being a quarter in American denominations, based on the concept that it's the lowest denomination usable in buying something. One can debate if that's accurate, but certainly in learning the topic of a pruta, such arguments have to be taken into account. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.